KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's Public Works Department says it will make files of the probes into corruption-accused officials public once the matters have been concluded. At a briefing today on the measures the department is taking against corruption, MEC Martin Mayer revealed 35 disciplinary actions have been taken. These range from written warnings to suspensions without pay.
The department has successfully implemented recommendations from 10 forensic investigations conducted by the Office of the Premier, or OTP. As a result, 4 disciplinary matters are ongoing, and 6 additional forensic investigations are currently underway under the OTP, with final reports pending.
Mayor says while the cases are of a sensitive nature, the files will be declassified when it's the right time. He believes most officials in his department are ethical.
Despite attempts by some to defend the wrongdoings by calling this a witch hunt, as KZN Public Works and Infrastructure, we cannot turn a blind eye if we want to make this department work for the people of KwaZulu-Natal and turn this province into one big construction site.
There's a manhunt in Gauteng for 2 gunmen who shot dead a man outside the Lanesia Magistrates Court in the south of Johannesburg. The 27-year-old was a witness in an Eldorado Park murder case that was set for trial today. The provincial police's Mavela Masondo.
It is reported that the deceased was standing outside the court when he was accosted by 2 armed suspects who shot at him without saying a word. He was declared dead on the scene.
COSATU is calling for the Reserve Bank, the government and National Treasury to intervene in the Itala Bank matter. The Prudential Authority has applied to the High Court in Pietermaritzburg for the provisional liquidation of Itala after the Development Finance Agency was reported to be insolvent. The Trade Union Federation's Edwin Mkize.
The option to liquidate Itala is really a very bad one for our economy, is a very bad one for our people and the workers who are going to suffer the consequences. The mind was not applied to actually ensure that our people are not the ones that are going to suffer the most in this decision.
The UN's Environment Programme says the fast fashion industry is the second biggest consumer of water and is responsible for about 10% of global carbon emissions. It says the industry dries up water sources and pollutes rivers and streams, while 85% of all textiles go to dumps each year. And finally, David Beckham claims girls are being held back as he picked up an award for his humanitarian work. The former England captain was honored at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland for his efforts to protect children. He told the crowds in Davos it's been a privilege to have been a UNICEF ambassador for 20 years. But he says more progress is needed to make sure girls are given the same rights as boys.
I want my daughter Harper to have the same opportunities as her brothers, and that should be the case for all girls everywhere. Being a girl shouldn't determine what you can do, where you can go, and who you can become.
The top story, KZN Public Works says it will make the files of the probes into corruption-accused officials public once the matters have been concluded. More news at ecr.co.za.
And look what's coming up in your sport. Durban Super Giants look to bounce back from their 3-game losing streak in the Betway SA20. Manchester City makes a new signing and Paula Badosa to face friend and tennis foe Aryna Sabalenka in the Aussie Open semi-final.